Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Let's talk about personal guarantees. If you go into a bank and apply for a mortgage and they look at your credit history and record and your financial strength, sometimes they say, you know what, we'd like to lend to you, but you're not quite there strength-wise, financial strength-wise. We want somebody else's security. We want security from somebody else. And a common thing that they take is a personal guarantee. And a very, very, very common place that that occurs is a younger person or a younger couple are borrowing and to buy a house, and parents provide personal guarantees for mortgages. Parents provide personal guarantees for mortgages. What happens with a personal guarantee? In our example, if the bank forecloses, the loan is $300, all they get is $280 on the sale, and we have our $20,000 deficiency. If the bank chooses to go after mom and dad, who guaranteed the loan for the kids, they can do that without really taking any other action first. So personal guarantees are very, 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 very powerful, and they are enforceable all the time, everywhere. And that's the way it is across Western Canada. The other place you run into them is if you are purchasing your properties in a corporate name. Let's say you've got your holding corp that you want all your properties to have the title in the name of your holding corp. The lender always wants a personal guarantee from you and all the shareholders. So those are the three basic mortgage concepts: the conventional mortgage, the high ratio mortgage, and then the personal guarantee as added security.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.